My goodness. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, how's your radio tour doing?
No, it's
Okay, let's speak off the record. No, let's don't. Let's just, it's always fun. Just so you know, I've been in love with you since Yentl. So, let's start
Oh,
with that,
good. Thank
okay?
you. What about before? You didn't like me and I'm just kidding. You didn't see Carrie?
Actually, no, I never saw Carrie. I still have never seen Carrie. What's wrong with me?
What, you don't like scary movies?
No, I'm not a scary movie guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. My first two films were horror films, but I won't go to a horror film.
There you go. Yentl, to me, you just had that look. I did not know about your fascinating history with Willie Nelson, and now you're doing an album of his music with Willie in it. Where did all this come about?
Well, Willie and I knew each other for over 40 years now because we did Honeysuckle Rose together. My son, Gabriel Barreto, is a music manager and a producer, and he's the one, he knew how much I love to sing, and he put me together with this band, Ghoulis. When we got together, we did an album called Born in a Trunk. And one of the songs I chose was Waiting Forever, which was a song that Willie had written, and Willie ended up singing it with me on the album. And when he heard Jules's arrangements and his band, the Ghoulis band, he loved it so much that he suggested we do an album of his work. He sent me 50 songs, and I narrowed it down to 20 that I related to. And then Jules took the 10 he wanted to play with, and he asked me if I would trust him and let him go in various directions as far as the genres went. And so I said, go for it, I'll follow you. And so I ended up singing a punk song, a fiesta song, a Brazilian carnival song. I mean, he took me all over the map. It was a thrilling ride.
Where do you go from here? Do you tour with your music? Are you thinking that's a direction you want to go in?
So we're going to do the launch show there. Then we're going up to Woodstock to play the Lee Von Helm barn. We're going to Austin in the fall. We're talking Nashville. We'll do a few dates here and there. I don't think we'll do like I'm not going to go get a bus. That's
Okay.
we're a very large band, so it's not easy to travel. There's like 10 of us, so.
Well, I hear if you're traveling, Willie Nelson's bus is where it's at. I'm just saying.
He did tell me the company he uses.